the Dr. Ben Show, your guide to a healthy, holistic human body with Dr. Ben Kersenbrock, DC.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Dr. Ben Show. My name is Bruce, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you to Dr. Ben Kersenbrock. Hi, Dr. Ben.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Now, I'm doing great, by the way. Thank you very much. You watch movies, right?
Of course.
All right. Adventure? Action?
Yes, yes.
All right. Comedy? Well, you know those spy thrillers and action thrillers where the good guy sneaks up on the bad guy and grabs his head and just with a flick breaks his neck?
Oh, you mean the Schwarzenegger death move?
Yeah.
Of course.
Can that really happen?
Yes. Yes, it can.
But it takes a lot of force.
Oh, it takes a lot of force. And not that I know, but I think the way that you're supposed to do it if you're actually trying to kill someone is yank it one way and then yank it the other way.
Okay. Well, but for time purposes, I'm sure they have to take that second yank out.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think from most people that I've talked to who are leery about chiropractors that may be one of their biggest fears. Permanent injury, sometimes maybe even death. Is that a valid concern?
It's definitely a concern. That's one reason why you go to a professional in the first place is to have it done by someone who knows what the hell they're doing, really. There's actually a test you can do. It's called the VBI, vertebral basilar test. And that's where you extend your head backwards. You look over your shoulder for maybe like 30 seconds. And what you're testing is, are the arteries heading up into my brain patent and working well? You know, when you extend your head back and rotate it, what happens is one of the arteries is cut off. And so the other one is being tested.
Okay. Yep. Well, when Arnold does it, it's called a death move. But when a chiropractor does it, it's a manual adjustment. Okay. Describe what a manual adjustment is.
So it's something that started just a little over 100 years ago by a guy named Dr. Palmer. And basically what it is in its essence is adjusting the joint in the spine to affect the nerve in between. That's basically what it is.
Sounds pretty simple. Why are people so scared?
Well, I mean, it's a scary thing. You have to really trust someone to, let's say we're talking about a neck adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to trust someone to allow them to have your head in your hands and to, you know, put you in such an awkward position and make it adjust. But gosh, it makes such a big difference for people.
Oh, I know. I know from my own personal experience. But, you know, over 100 years since we've learned about this technique, what do you know and what do you not know about the benefits?
Well, back then, Dr. Palmer thought what he was doing was actually moving a bone from point A to point B. What the more recent research has shown, and there's a lot of recent research since 100 years ago, mm-hmm. but that what it has shown is that, no, you're not actually moving a bone from a spot to another spot, but you're bathing the nerve in like a bath, basically, of feel-good chemicals, let's say. All different kinds of neuroreceptors allow the nerve to almost reset. It brings down the inflammation in the area, and that's why you get better nerve function.
So basically, the adjustment allows your body to know that the pathways of the nerves are now back in line.
That's right. It's less about the bones and more about what the bones are protecting. Because really, a lot of the bones in the spine are there to protect your spinal cord. And really, what the adjustment is trying to do is affect the spinal cord and the rest of the nervous system.
And it's interesting though, because people are concerned about the nerve damage because of adjustments, but they believe it's bone related.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not sure to go.
Well, I mean, basically they're concerned, they're thinking, okay, if I adjust my neck, if I crack my neck, if I allow someone to crack my back, you know, by moving the bones, because they feel like it's the bone that needs to be moved.
That's
but
right.
What you're saying is it's actually the nerve that needs to be moved.
Well, it's the nerve telling the brain that there's something wrong in that area, whether that be muscle spasm, whether that be what's commonly in the chiropractic world known as a subluxation or, you know, something else, inflammation in that area. Yeah, when you're adjusting the bones, the whole point is to affect the nerves underneath, but also to, you know, what also can happen is the joint itself that you're adjusting can sometimes get locked up. And when that happens, an adjustment is really good to help increase the range of motion, or the fluid motion in that area.
Okay. Now, who should and who shouldn't get adjusted?
Let's talk about who shouldn't first. People who have vestibular basilar dysfunction. They're the number one people to not get a manual adjustment.
And what is that mouthful mean?
That's the two arteries that go into the brain that I talked about a second ago.
Okay.
So if someone has, an aneurysm, a clot, something like that up in that area, putting that neck into that position where you adjust the neck could be very dangerous. And it's something, studies show it's like either 1 in 1 million or 1 in 20 million, depends on what study you look at, of chiropractic adjustments leading to those kind of problems, right?
It sounds like you have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Yeah, or what's his name? Warren Buffett's $1 billion. Oh, yeah, NCAA really? Tournament. But
did you get past Saturday?
No, I didn't get past Duke. Thanks a lot, Mercer. So, but that's for the manual adjustment, right? Another person who manual adjusting is not indicated for is someone that has severe osteoporosis, great grandpa if he's 93 years old.
Because of the brittleness of their bones.
Exactly. I don't know. No chiropractor adjusts that person the way they would adjust, let's say, a 22 year old. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in those cases, there's other ways around it. But for the manual spinal adjustment, that's usually a no-no.
When should someone be manually adjusted?
The short answer to that one is when it's necessary. When the history and when the palpation and when the muscular neuromuscular exam show that that's what needs to be done. The adjustment is really only a small part of the total package of caring for someone's wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to adjust only when there is a joint dysfunction. There's no fluid motion in that area. That's when I try to add the motion in.
Okay. And through the experiences with my shoulder as well, that's what we went through, those manual adjustments to kind of unlock things.
Exactly. Unlock things. That's okay. Right.
What are the physical benefits besides the relief?
The physical benefits. Well, number one is you create better biomechanical function. When you do that, the whole body works better. The way I describe it to patients, and I think I even mentioned it on the podcast earlier, is if you think of your spine, or really all your joints, like a centipede, like a multi-segment animal, if you were to fuse one or two of those segments and have that animal continue on its way, eventually the whole unit would break down, right? So the point of the adjustment is to create that motion and allow it to move through there. That's one of the best things. Now, one that's a little bit more esoteric, and the more I practice, the more I see it, is mental benefits. When you adjust someone, it's amazing how many times people come up in almost like a euphoric state.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Palmer originally quoted as saying, oh, it's like it's turning the quote, turning the power on, because people come up and they almost feel high from it. They're excited and they get so much relief. And gosh, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to be a chiropractor.
Yeah, it is a good feeling to be a chiropractor's patient as well. Now, let's talk about some of the horror stories, though, that come along with manual adjustment. I mean, I'm sure we would have heard if Dr. Schwarzenegger had been practicing on a regular basis. They would have shut him down immediately. But there are people who are concerned about, permanent disability because of maybe like the octogenarian who shouldn't have had an adjustment.
Yep. So, well, let's make it clear. The 80-year-olds are good to be adjusted, just not the hard manual adjustment that is like, what everyone's commonly known.
Right.
The most common side effects are muscle tightness, sprain strain, headaches are sometimes noted. Those are very mild. The real horror stories, things like strokes, it's almost invariable that if a person's going to have a stroke after a chiropractic adjustment, they were going to have that stroke anyway. You know what I mean? Let's see. A fracture, I suppose, would be possible, but you'd really have to be rough.
Well, the only fracture I've heard as a result of an adjustment happened to a chiropractor student.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, by a fellow student.
Yeah. And I suppose you could crack someone's rib if you were also very rough, and if the person had osteoporosis and didn't know it. There's sometimes when a patient comes in and they've got OP, and it's it's years before they would have, right? So usually I see 50, 60, 70-year-old women, and it's very common that they have it, and they're usually on medications for it. Every once in a while, I'll get someone in their 20 or 30s that for some odd reason has early onset, and they just, you know, you just have to take it easy with them.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother topic there, because that probably gets into diet as well as exercise.
You know, who knows where that all comes from.
But. Right, right. What are some of the alternatives for those people who just can't get over the hump?
Yeah. And, you know, that's very common. People are just like, yeah, yeah, sounds great. Okay, I understand. 120 million, but I don't want to be that one. So, you know, the first thing is to know that there are options. I think in my education, I learned 14 opposite ways or opposing ways to adjust, which all do the same thing. One of them, which is the one that I use still in the office today, is called the Thompson drops. And that's basically where you put a very small pressure into the person's body, but because the table that they're laying on has almost like booby trap drops, the joints move. That's a very common way. There's another one, which is called the impulse gun or the activator, which is like a handheld. It almost looks like a mix between a syringe and a spring, I suppose. It does like a popping sound.
It looks like one of those Star Trek inoculation tools.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So that's a very, very well-documented and well-studied adjusting tool, which is why I use it here in the office. What's great about that is that when someone gets an adjustment manually, there's time for that patient to tense up their muscles, especially if it's, like, let's say, one of their very first times being adjusted or they're in a lot of pain. But with that tool, because it's lightning fast, there's no time for the patient to tighten up, and you adjust the segment. And a great thing about that tool also is that it's very point specific. It's a lot more point specific than the hand, which is so much larger, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, in point specific, I think the first time I experienced the activator was actually the first chiropractor I went to. I had gone in for some rib cage pain, and he just kind of thumped around on the top.
Yeah,
is it as aggressive as a manual?
It's much less aggressive. That's the one that you would use on the old lady who was afraid, or the, you know, the, let's say the 20-year-old who's also afraid. Sometimes I use it on infants as well, because it's so gentle and there's no need to put so much force into a little one. That's another great time to use it. But yeah, it's very low impact. It's high velocity, low impact.
High velocity, low impact, and very, very specific.
Yep, that's right.
How effective is it compared to a manual adjustment? And how immediate is the effectiveness?
It works just the same. The people come up and feel exactly the same. You know, there's a lot of times, and I mean, frankly, the first time I was adjusted with one of those tools, in my head, I was whispering to myself, oh, this is BS. Like, this is some tool that someone's, you know,
I can thump myself.
Yeah, exactly. This is some tool that someone's trying to sell to chiropractor students. And here I am being the sucker getting it done to me. And I didn't even know I was in a sales pitch. But then, you know, lo and behold to me, I stand up and I feel better. Which is exactly the same way I felt when I had the standard low back adjustment that, you know, is like the big pop, let's say. So it works out great. It's exactly the same.
The big pop, what is that noise?
That's synovial fluid moving from one side of the joint to another. So inside most joints in your body, it's not just bone rubbing on bone, but there's like a shock absorbing, let's say, bag in between, which is a fluid. And when you're adjusting, the fluid shifts quickly from one side to the other and gives that sound.
And that's that cracking sound when you roll your neck or rotate your shoulders to try and adjust yourself.
Yep, that's right. That's right. That's what you're hearing.
Okay. How dangerous is self-adjustment?
You know, it's how dangerous it can make it worse. That's for sure. In the body, when you have, let's say, a problem in your mid-back or your lower neck, and you're trying to self-adjust, the body has already begun to help adjust that area. So you've got a tight segment, and the body will loosen up the segments above and below it. And when you start to try to adjust yourself, what you're getting is those loose segments that the body has already begun to make a change with. So how bad is it for you? Well, it can make problems worse. And what I end up seeing a lot is someone will say, you know, I had a tight segment, I tried to adjust, and then over the next couple of days, ugh, the tight segment really got tighter and tighter, which to me makes a lot of sense, because if you loosen up something, the area that was able to pull a little bit tight is now got more slack and can pull it tighter again.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes too slack is not good.
Yeah, hypermobility is just as bad as hypomobility.
Tightness and looseness.
That's right.
Well, Dr. Ben, now that we've been adjusted, is there rehabilitation that we need to take care of?
Yes, there is. And next week, check out the podcast and you'll see what it is.
All right. To find out more about Dr. Ben, his practice, and his healthy lifestyle partners, check out his website at kersenbrockchiropractic.com.
And if you live in Central Florida or happen to be visiting on vacation, check out the website to make an appointment at our Lake Mary office. I welcome your comments and really want to answer your questions, so you can email your comments and questions to The Dr. Ben Show. The address is info@kersenbrockchiropractic.com.
Now, if this is your first time to join us, you can download past, present, and future podcasts at kersenbrockchiropractic.com. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to The Dr. Ben Show. How about a healthy thought to get us through the week, Dr. Ben?
Sure. How about this one? For those of you who are self-adjusters, keep in mind that the body is already self-adjusting, and it's likely that you can make it worse.
You've been listening to The Dr. Ben Show. Be sure to tell your family and friends. They can listen and learn more about how to live with a healthy, holistic human body at kersenbrockchiropractic.com. The Dr. Ben Show is a production of JBO Web Productions.com.